Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. Today, we will be talking about money and bodies. On the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. We're still waiting for Lori to get on the line. And, yeah, there she, nope, that's not Lori. Hi, Sarah. Okay, so as an infinite being, you have chosen to come into a body, and it's not your being that needs money, it is your body, and you can ask your body to help you create money, and still waiting on Lori. I don't want to get too far into it and have her miss some stuff. Fun exercises for you to do today that will help you include your body in the creation of money. Hello, Lori.
Hi, I'm Danielle.
How's it going? I just did the intro.
Good, good. And that's exciting. And I got right on. So, thank you, everyone. It's been a while since we've done a Carousel Consciousness call, but it's been tugging on us, and we've learned so many new things in our absence that we can share with you, and we're excited. So where are you at, Danielle? What would you like?
I just said that we, as beings, don't need money, but bodies need money. And then I did we use Access Consciousness in the Clearing Statement.
Cool. Exactly. Yeah, isn't that an interesting way of looking at things? If we're infinite beings, and if you're listening to this call, you have a curiosity in this area, and that we've chosen to have these bodies and to experience the joy and perhaps even the agony of life. But what if you could... what if there's a new possibility now of playing more in your body, and that the whole thought of, well, I chose a body, and so the body, if you didn't have a body, would you really need a home? Would you need a house? Would you need a car? Would you need clothing? Would you need food? If you were just choosing to be the entity or the being of yourself and floating around in space and all possibilities, you wouldn't need all those things. But we've chosen to come into these bodies and experience this. And so the twist in this is, what if your body has a consciousness? And what if your body can assist you in creating those things? And when I first heard that, it blew my mind. We all know we've come to embody, and that usually in the spiritual sense, it's spirit coming into body. But this is, everything is opposite of what it seems, and nothing is opposite of what it seems. But what if your body chose you to come into it? And what if your body has this incredible capacities, and it knows more than your spirit or your being? And what if it knows how to maneuver this experience? And what if it has these awarenesses of how to make life easier for you, or how to create the money that is required to take care of it? And everything that brings up and all the mind-blowing that brings, would you destroy and create that, please? Good, bad, that,
yes.
Wrong, pot of mind trips, boys, and beyond. I mean, wow, that was just like, whoa. The body knows what it likes. So this is a practice of getting used to an intimacy with your body. And before we get into what Danielle will facilitate you through, some of the questions that we've come up with, there's a couple that I wanted to start with. And the first one was, everywhere you've made a no-choice universe, would you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. What do you know that you're pretending not to know? If you would acknowledge it, would change everything and all realities. And everything and everywhere that you hadn't, everything and everywhere that you bought into that you don't know, would you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, tat, online, just boys and beyond.
What I want to remind people, because that's kind of a weird question, not weird, but, you know, you don't necessarily have to come up with an answer to these questions. Sometimes it's just about bringing up an energy, and then when you run the clearing statement, it dissipates that energy and allows you to choose differently. And that's what we're creating here, is a space for you to be able to choose something greater.
Exactly, because then if you get into the mind trap of trying to figure out what the question is and what the answer is, like, what am I pretending, then you've just sucked yourself back into the rabbit hole, and that's not our intention.
Exactly.
And this, it's a play, and it does take a little while to get, this is a whole different way of looking at things, and so it takes a little time to get the sense of the space. And the joy, and then there's other statements that are what energy, space, and consciousness. It took me, that is the target, is the energy, the space, and the consciousness that you truly be. And you become, you get a sense of space in your body, you get a sense of space and ease with your money flows. And I just had one. I had a thought come up this morning. It was a little on the aside, but since it came up, and it was all about some of my behaviors in relationships, and I was like, whoa, here comes all that stuff. And I could feel the sense of all the ways I've layered and played in relationships, and I was like, nah, you know, I know that. That's familiar, but I'm not choosing that anymore. And it really is said by saying, I'm not choosing that anymore, and I'm just going to, you know, be gone, whatever you need to say. You can even say, I mean, if it's in your realm, demon be gone or devil be gone. It's like, nope, I'm not playing in that. It's a choice. And so since I did that, there's this huge space in my body, and that's a relationship. So I'm going to add that into the relationship with my body and to the relationship with money. Ha, huh, look how that all pulled together. La-di-da.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so everything and anything that brings up and all the or any fuzziness, please destroy and uncreate all that and begin to open the door and play in a new possibility of relationship with both your money and with your body. And everything and anything that won't allow that to be ease, joy, and glory for you, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong,
yes.
Paddle, nine, says boys and beyond. Yeah, cool. All right. You're up. Go ahead.
I think we should start with your process. Like, we'll do your exercise first and then mine, because I think yours leads into mine. But I wanted, your body likes to biomimetically mimic things. It's a capacity most humanoids have. We see somebody doing something and we try to take it out of their world and we biomimetically mimic it.
And biomimetic means you like to duplicate. You like trying to figure out how it works, how you fit in, how this works in the world. So you literally mimic it in your own body. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So what creation are you using to invoke and perpetrate the biomimetic mimicry of other people's pains, pathways, and realities around money? Are you choosing? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And where I put other people in there, it's great to like replace with my mother, my father, my grandmother, my boyfriend, my lover, the guy, like anybody. You can put anybody in there that you think you could have biomimetically mimicked their realities, pains, and pathways. So one more time, what creation are you using to invoke and perpetrate the biomimetic mimicry of other people's pains, pathways, and realities around money? Are you choosing? And everything that brings up, destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. There's also a great body process that goes around with this that helps you unlock everything that you have locked into your body. And the more you run this clearing statement, the more effective the body process becomes. At least that's been my experience. And, yeah. So, everything has consciousness, including money and your body. And everywhere you're not allowing yourself to play with the consciousness of both your body and money, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong,
yes.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And
okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I can go on to what we're leading into, folks, is doing two different exercises, one with your body and one with your money and how what money might look like. So in this 10 seconds, Danielle, which do we want to start with? What's lightest to start with, the body?
The body one,
or
yeah, the first one you have written down.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me do a few of them, and then you can do. I'm going to do some clearings about what's called refined judgment. That's a new layer of awareness that the folks at Access have worked on, and have the Access is always digging around in the
changing
and seeing. Yeah, changing and digging into the where the unconsciousness is. And one thing that they found in December, and boy, did I have resistance to this. So then if you have a huge resistance, like, oh, that's bullshit, and want to walk away, there's probably something there. So
yeah.
So I had that with, it's called refined judgment. And so refined judgment is another way of, if you get that niggly experience that happens over and over, you can ask, are there refined judgments in this that are locking this in? And it has really made things easy. Just when that energy is about to come up, you go, wait a second, is this a refined judgment? Again, it takes a little, well, maybe not. Maybe you're brilliant and it takes you one time to go, oh, I love this. I'm going to play in this all the time. But if it doesn't, don't get discouraged. Continue, because it does pay off. It's like doing yoga. Yoga pays off. And then they always say when you hit that pose that you don't want to do, that's the one you have to do. So same thing with this. So there's some the biomimetic mimicry, but this layer that was punched into over December, which I'd like to share with you, because we haven't been able to share some of the new energies that have been pulled up and the refined judgment. So getting into touching your, well, we're going to settle into this a little bit and touch into your body. Just put your hands on your body, and we're still, and Danielle's going to play with this as well. But just say hi to your body. Say hi to your body like you've just met it for the first time. And it's an old friend, and it's familiar. But you haven't had any relationship with it. In fact, you've pretty much ignored it for a long time. So say hi to your body. And close your eyes. Before you close your eyes, say hi to your body. Danielle's going to do the close your eyes thing. And ask, how many refined judgments do you have that are keeping you from connection, communion, relationship with your body? Oh, and everything that is. Would you just join and create it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, hot, and answer, boys, and young. And how many other people's refined judgments that you biomimetically mimic and put into your body? Refined judgments of their bodies that you've stored in your body. Would you destroy and uncreate all those things? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. How many refined judgments of your body did you biomimetically mimic and receive from your mothers? That are really your mother's point of view and maybe her judgments and maybe her hatred of her body that she received, you know, as it goes through her mother, her mother, her mother, So all of those refined judgments that you have stored in your body from your mother's genetics or lineage or awareness and your awareness of that, would you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, tatat, online to explore and beyond. Hi, body. Thank you for putting up with me. You are amazing, and I apologize for everything I've put you through. Body, so how many refined judgments of my father and his and the refined judgment of his body have I stored in me? Everything that is, would you just destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, hot pot, all nine, strip boys and beyond. How many refined judgments that I have stored in my body and body that I've stored in you that was an awareness or a biomimetic mimicry of my sister or sister's points of view, especially about relationship with myself and intimacy with myself? Have I stored in my body all the refined judgments I've stored in my body? All that that is, I am willing to destroy and uncreate it all. Are you? Time to Godzillion.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, shit, boys, and young. How many of my brothers' defined points of view and refined judgment have I stored in your body? How much of that biomimetic mimic and how much have I pulled out of my brother, whom I loved, out of his body, his refined judgment, his points of view, his experiences, his trauma, drama, and have stored in you, body? Everything that I've done that, and it's even in a way, in the intention of healing or taking care of or fixing my brother, and this goes for everyone else, the mom, dad, sisters, that I have stored in my body and perpetrated against my body, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate all that. Are you? Times a gazillion, good, bad, right, wrong, hot pot, all nine, six, four, and young. How many of other people's refined judgments that all of my, excuse me, how many of my schoolmates and all the people through everything from preschool, kindergarten, elementary school, high school, college, grad school, how many refined judgments of their bodies did I pick up and store in my body? All of those I'm willing to just to remove and acknowledge that I did and remove those, destroy and uncreate those from the energy and the field of my body. And everything that brings up, I destroy and uncreate. Times a gazillion. Good, bad, right, wrong, cup, pot, online, six, boys, and beyond. And then everyone you've ever worked with, every business, every office, everywhere where bodies, even in an elevator, where you've been crammed together in this incredibly magnificent body of ours, which is far more of a sensory input vehicle than we had ever been willing to acknowledge, and weren't even taught, or no one had even told, there wasn't a glimmer of consciousness about other consciousness of our body. So all of the refined, other people's refined judgments from work, from gym, that you, your body was aware of, trying to, or mimic, everything that is, would you be now willing, with the refined judgment, the mimicry that the body has been stored in your body, would you now destroy and uncreate those things?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, hot, pot, and then six, boys, beyond. Now, for the listeners, for myself, I feel much larger space in my body. How are you doing, Danielle?
I'm good. I do feel more spacious.
Okay. But I feel a little more connected to my body. So now she's going to do, we're suggesting doing this really fun exercise. Are you ready for that?
Yes. So what you have in the notes too, we have, so to clear all this stuff and to really become, like, to bring your body into the creation of money, you have to have a sense of intimacy with your body, which really means to start listening to your body. And that, just ask your body, like, for new awarenesses. And I get, like, little jolts from my body, like, do this, do this, do this. And an example I'm oddly thinking of, my car blew up a few months ago. And the day before it blew up, I filled it up with gas. And there was this little jolt in my body that said, don't put all that gas in there. And I'm like, why? I don't want to come back in 24 hours to put more gas in. And I didn't listen to it. And I really should have, because now there's just a full tank of gas in a dead car. But that's just a silly little example. So what would it take for you to be more intimate with your body,
Danielle,
and listen to your body?
Yeah, I don't think that's a silly little example. I think that's an incredible, potent example of how the body, I think that's a clear, crystal clear clarity of what we're talking about. I think that's brilliant.
Okay.
So don't think it's
okay,
a silly
I like to
thing.
Placate myself and, you know, everything that is destroying and create it all. All right. Okay, this is a fun little exercise that I first heard from Shannon O'Hara, Gary Douglas's stepdaughter, but it's called the Money Come exercise. And what I want you to do is put your attention on your genitals and ask for the sexual blood flow to increase to that level, increase in that area of your body, and just ask it to happen. And for me, it just starts happening. And as you're doing that, say, money come, money come, money come, money come. And if you really feel that, the juices flow in and the blood flow in. And as you say money come, you get sexually turned on. More money will show up into your life. I've done this exercise for like the last week straight. And it's a potent exercise. It really, really works if you allow it to. And it's not a big exercise.
That's
it's
cool.
Really fast. And to do it daily,
cool.
I mean, it changes quite a bit in your life. It makes your body happier. It makes your wallet happier. And it turns you on. So,
yeah. It makes the universe happier and the earth. Yeah.
And just really perceive that energy. Money is about receiving. And in the access consciousness world, sex isn't copulation. Sex is an energy we be about receiving. And being able to receive both money and sex is a huge contribution to your life. So everywhere you are unwilling and unable to receive sex and money, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what would it take for your money flows and your sex flows to exponentialize and make your body happier? And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And how much fun can you have with the receiving of money, with the receiving of sex, with sex and money, with your body and money, and everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what would it take for you to play in the energy of sex and the energy of money and the energy of your body? And, wow, I'm getting totally expansive here. And everything that doesn't allow you to be, nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And our last show was on receiving from the universe. And part of the universe is the earth. And the earth really wants to gift to you. So connect to the earth and ask what the earth requires of you today and give it that energy. And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what can the earth gift to you today? What can the universe gift to you today? What can your body gift to you today? What can money gift to you today? can being all of you gift to you today? And everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. All right, and
yeah,
here's a fun little energy,
fun.
Space, and consciousness.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying yummy. This is yum. It's really good.
What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be the millionaire you truly be for all eternity, and everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And you and your body can be infinite with money. What does this feel like to you? What does this be like to you? What would it take for you to perceive your infiniteness with money, your infiniteness with your body, your infiniteness with your being, and everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be infinite with money for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And we have 3.5 minutes left. Go ahead.
Danielle, did that last clearing again? I lost. You lost me on that.
What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be the infinite being with money you truly be for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool.
All right, so we have 3 minutes left. I would like to invite everyone to who may be listening to go like us on Facebook. Lori and I would love, if you would like more facilitation in the realms of money, the realms of bodies, if you would like hands-on processes done on you, both Lori and I would love to do that for you. Lori is in the Denver, Colorado area, and I am in the Traverse City, Michigan area. I can be reached through Facebook. I no longer have a website. Or you can email me at danielle.claudia.b, as in boy or bear, my last name, at gmail.com. And Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. Also, we can be contacted through our Facebook page. Also, we have an email address, carouselofconsciousness@gmail.com. Feel free to email us with questions, comments, concerns, something you might want a show to be done about. We would love requests for shows. We would also love to have more live listeners. I do know that we get quite a few replay listeners, but I would love to interact with somebody on the phone doing this. Anything else you have to say, Lori? We have a minute and a half left.
No, I am just grateful that we're showing up, and really am grateful that that you're choosing to listen to these calls, and that we're available to facilitate you into something greater. Whatever, if it's a baby step, if it's a huge leap, I could speak for both of us. We would be very excited and honored to facilitate that change for you. So thank you for listening, and do hunt us down, and what can we create together?
Amen. See you later, Carousel Conscious
Fans. Thank you.
Fans.
All right. Bye.
Bye.